ABC Radio Australia.
When it comes to football, Solomon Islands is well known for its players' raw talent. But a video doing the rounds on social media shows just how good some of the players who play their trade in the country's domestic league can actually be.
Walking his way back in, look out in the man long hair and put him come a high one to jock him. Across that one from Ali McAway.
The words of commentator Bart Barcia paint quite a picture, so no wonder then that the video has been viewed more than 400,000 times in less than a week. If you haven't seen that video, you need to see that video. It's gone viral. I'm sure you can find it on YouTube. I saw it on Twitter at the FIFA Twitter account. Just amazing stuff. Now, our reporter in Honiara, Evan Wasuka, has been to meet the man who scored the amazing goal that has got the football world talking.
At 33, former Solomon Islands international Joachim Walroy has played club football all over the Pacific, in Papua New Guinea, Vanuatu and Fiji. Now he's back in the Solomons. These days he sees himself as an old hand and well on his way to taking up coaching duties, but he might need to think again after turning the clock back on the field.
I saw that the ball traveled across to the left wing. So when he crossed the ball, I thought to myself, I have to strike this ball with one touch. So when he crossed the ball, I continue run. I timed the ball and strike it. Surprisingly, I struck it with my side of the foot. I cut the ball and the ball just went in.
Across that one from Ali McAway.
I think the goal is my best goal of my playing career for the past 13 years. And now I'm getting old, but still I'm interested and I really enjoy that game and I love that game.
And on hand to witness Joachim's goal of a lifetime was Solomon Islands' new national coach, Felipe Vega Arango.
I was on the roof because I am looking for players, so in the roof of the Laos on Tama I see everything better. And actually most times I am in the left side of the field, but this time I was in the right side of the field. So Joachim made the strike right there, right under me. And the ball was coming, I didn't expect Joachim to do that. And it was pretty amazing.
Felipe says the video is even being shared by soccer fans in his home country, Spain, and beyond, with comparisons being made to the great Dutch striker Marco van Basten and his goal at the European Championship final 33 years ago.
See, amazing goal scored in the Solomon Islands, like the one of van Basten scored in 88.
It's the cross all the way to the back post. It's van Basten! Oh, he's gone for it! The tournament's top goal scorer has done something truly
I think Solomon Islands has wonderful talent, natural talent, I believe, to be honest with you, not because I am here, it's the best talent, natural talent in Oceania is in the Solomon Islands. And if we can do things the right way, we are going to have wonderful teams for years to come.
While he may be gaining cult status online, Joachim says life as a semi-professional player in the Solomons is challenging. And during the pandemic, it's got harder, with players' salaries taking a hit.
Challenge because we have to live with our families in town, especially a few of Solomon players or clubs did not have contract that players can sign to play for the clubs. Few, yes, they just sign a few contracts, agreements. So it's a bit harder and challenging for living in Solomon Islands.
So should the world ruling body, FIFA, be doing more to help talented players like Joachim? It's a question I put to Solomon Islands' new coach.
We have to understand that FIFA job is really hard. I mean, they are taking care of more than 200 countries all over the world. So it's not easy. They have to support a lot of federation. They have to support a lot of clubs, a lot of players. I believe FIFA is doing a wonderful job. Here in Salomon, we need to try to work as hard as we can with the coaching, with the players, with administrators.
Joachim hopes that his video will open up opportunities for young Salomon players. But when all the excitement about his goal calms down, he still has sights set on coaching and on his children, including his three-year-old son.
I've been attended two coaching trainings, and now I'm going into coaching too. Might be first time I can coach any club in here, Solomon Islands. And I hope that in future, most of our young talents and potential players will go for professional contracts overseas and earn more money for their families here in Solomon Islands.
In the meantime, Joachim's wonder goal will live long in the memories of many who have seen it.
Oh, what a goal. That's a classic goal indeed. Beautiful.
And when FIFA drew up their short list for goal of the year, it surely got to be on there.
What an amazing story. That was Evan Wasuka in Honiara with that report.